It is more about voters sufficiently informing themselves before voting day about the manifesto of the candidate they prefer, the political party they prefer, and make that choice. And having made that choice, then as a voter, you must look for the correct identifiers of that candidate. For instance, there are a number of candidates in our townships, in our communities, who are known by nicknames. On the ballot, their nickname is not there. You suddenly come across a surname you've never even heard about, and somebody tells you, "No, that's the candidate who is so and so." So I suggest on the side of voters, take time to know your candidate, his or her identifiers, if he/she is associated with a party and which political party, what are the logos, what are the abbreviations of that party, and the colors of that party, because all of those identifiers will help you when you are in the booth with the ballot paper to choose on the party that you want. Surname is very important of the candidate. The two or three names that the candidate has on his or her ID is very important that as a voter you know that. And then if it's an independent, the face will be there on the ballot paper. If it's a party candidate, the logo of the party and the abbreviation of the party will be there. Those are your identifiers when you get into the voting booth. But also take time so that you don't end up posting your vote against a party or candidate with similar colors. You need to know your ward, and you need to know not just by name your municipality, but your ward by name and geography and number of your ward, because all of those are important.